it's Simple Jay's here with another episode for you guys. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for streaming and listening and supporting my little Engine That Could podcast. I really do appreciate your support. If you're a returning listener, you guys are my extended family. You know I love you guys. I'm sending you all a big virtual hug for all the love, support, and feedback that you guys have been sending me over the time since my podcast has started. Guys, I truly want to say from the bottom of my heart that I see the different countries that are listening to my podcast, the different areas that are listening to my podcast, and I just want to say I am so beyond overwhelmed and really appreciative of all of the love and support, and I am sending back all the love and support your way. Thank you so very much, and I hope you continue to support and keep listening to my little Engine That Could podcast as we keep chugging and churning and pushing along. I just want to say I know I've been away for a while, but I've been trying to put things in place, doing other stuff. Everything is opening up now, so I find myself going out a little bit more, even though I'm a little skeptic of things, but I'm still trying to be on the optimistic side, so I'm venturing out more. So I will also remember that I need to feed you guys' soul, so I will now start going back on my grind and pushing out much more episodes and content for you guys. But be patient with me and understand that the love is still there from my end, and I hope the love is still there on your end. So, back by popular demand, it's Up On Game Sundays. You know Up On Game Sundays is where I drop gems for you guys, or things that I feel like you guys should learn or just take note or just try to follow as a mantra or things to do within your life, or maybe the life of your family members, friends, or anyone around you. So, here we go. We're going to get straight into it. Here's what I've been noticing. I've been noticing when people break up lately that they try to make things be as toxic as it was within the relationship or situation. So they just hold on to that toxic energy and toxic behavior and feed into that toxic need to do the things that really, really just burden you. As I've told you guys before in the past, toxicity is something that burdens and bleeds the soul, and it's never healthy for you. We need to now normalize when you break up from a relationship, it's okay to be civil with a person. It's okay to even be friends. I am friends with my exes because we're adults. We understand that a relationship situation didn't work, but we also had a basis of a friendship, and it would be hard to lose that friendship just because one aspect didn't work. So let's learn moving forward that we need to let go of anything that's negative and toxic, because as you guys have been told, toxic equals bad. And we are practicing our mantra of being positive and feeding into that positive energy moving forward. Next thing, guys, this is for you. When you break up with, whether it's your wife, whether it's your girlfriend, the mother of your children, whatever the scenario is, let us normalize being respectful to that person. She is the mother of your children. You saw fit. You saw that at some point this person was suitable enough for you to procreate with. So now that things have changed, now that you've gone on to separate lives, let us now normalize or get into the habit of showing respect towards that person who is maybe going to be the main caregiver for your children. You don't want this person to feel any form of negative energy or negative feelings from your end, because these people are going to be in your child's life molding your child, and you do not want any kind of negative energy or negativity feeding from the top to the bottom. The top being the parent, to the bottom being the child. And this can apply to women also. Women, let's normalize developing a friendship with the father of your child, whether you guys are together or not. It's important that your children see that you guys can coexist in a healthy situation. Because if you guys notice, when you notice things that start, they turn into a trend. So if your child sees that it's okay to be in a healthy situation, then they will continue that trend and show their parent, their children, that it's okay to have a great bond with the father or mother of your child, even though we're not together. It's okay to form a friendship. It's okay to have that camaraderie, that good, caring, loving connection, even though there's nothing emotional or physical there. It's very important. Kids emulate what they see. So why not give them a great example or something good to emulate moving forward? So this is what we're going to do moving forward. We're going to normalize developing a great bond, maybe if we're lucky, a friendship or a good nurturing, caring relationship with the father or mother of your child, be it that you guys are together or not. Which leads me to my next thing. Guys and girls, I know sometimes when you're in a relationship and it gets to that place where it's really bad, and when it's bad, it's extremely bad, you know, bad to the spectrum that it can maybe get physical, or you guys have shouting matches, or you guys are very derogatory towards each other, or mean or belittling. Understand that it's okay to not think that that's okay. Let me repeat that, or let me rephrase that. It's okay to understand that that type of toxic energy is not healthy for you or the other person. You can step away from that. You don't deserve that. This is not becoming of you. That is not your life. That is not your lane. That is just not your calling. Do not settle in an unhealthy, toxic, negative, draining, stressful, burdening relationship just because you're trying to keep up a facade for others. That is never a good thing, because what you're doing is you're killing your joy, you're killing your self-esteem, you're killing your confidence, and you're killing you slowly on the inside. You at your core is not gonna be you anymore to anyone who is viewing you on the outside. You're gonna have folks look at you side eye and think, oh, I remember when she used to be like this, but now she's no. And you will lose yourself, you lose your identity, and it's never healthy being in a situation where you lose self. If you're never in a situation where both of you are encouraging, lifting, elevating, motivating each other, and maintaining both of you self-identity, who you are at your core, then it's not for you. Throw it away, put it to the left, move on. Toxic behavior, toxic traits should not be rewarded. Toxic behavior, toxic traits should not be something you settle for. You are above that. You deserve more than that. You are more than that. You're worthy for greatness. So do not settle for subpar and mediocre. Do not settle for nonsense. Understand that you are more than whatever is being told to you in that toxic, negative environment. And you can rise above that and be more than that. But understand at the end of the day, nothing that's negative and toxic ever builds you from the inside out and enriches your life. It never makes you happy. It never feeds the soul. You don't live, laugh, and love from anything that's negative and toxic. So you have to cut out the negative. negative and toxic from your life in order to flourish and become a better version of you. Whether you're working on version 2.0, 3.0, 4.0, it doesn't matter how many versions you work on until you get to your destination, as long as you get there in a healthier, happier, more fulfilling space. So what am I saying? If you're in a relationship, friendship, maybe it's work, and it is toxic, and all it does is take, and drain, it's time to go. Leave. Get rid of. It is not for you. That's a subtraction. You need to get rid of it and add things that are going to uplift and nurture and enrich yourself. Let us normalize wanting, needing, procuring, and having healthy, not toxic.